ladies and gentlemen. Bring him in from the ice locker. Here he is, Pat Pagano. Pat.
I was thinking of you yesterday, but don't say I didn't warn you. I told you it was going to be a Marshall Miles weekend.
Here's the first thing that happened. I got home Saturday, right? And I dozed off watching TV. I wake up and I look out my picture window right now, and I see snow, a snow squall. So I rub my eyes, okay? I rub my eyes, look again, and it's not snowing. It's gone back to sleet, to freezing rain, to rain. So that's bad enough. But then this morning, I come outside my house, my wooden deck, ice. My bluestone, which leads out to my car, ice. Mm-hmm. My car, which I had heated from the inside, the door handles was still encased in ice. Right now, it's still 31 degrees in Sharon.
So well, that's nice and clear.
So anybody who put plants out, guess what? Because this wasn't a frost. This was a hard freeze we had.
Yeah, and I was asked, I guess, about a week ago. My next-door neighbor said, Pat, safe to put out plants? I said, nope. He said, what? I said, nope,
Memorial. My grandmother always said, don't do anything till after Memorial Day.
I think you'll probably be safe after this. I mean, it could get cool, but I don't know if it'll get as cool as this.
Boy,
in the month of May. So I think you should be safe there. But in the meantime, sun will mix with clouds. And you have highs today in the mid-60s, and tonight, rain and drizzle in the mid-40s. There we go again. A Marshall Miles, lovely evening.
Yes.
And for tomorrow, the rain and drizzle will end in the morning. Cloudy, maybe a few breaks of sun in the afternoon, but still not that warm. Low 60s. And a chance of a shower and cloudy on Wednesday, low 60s. About the same on Thursday. Friday, showers and thunderstorms. Didn't even look at the weekend. The way this pattern is, it doesn't pay.
It better pay, because Saturday is the Sharon Classic Road Race.
Well, you would think after a week of very crummy, unsettled weather that the odds would favor that it would get better on the weekend.
One would hope so,
is right. And I'm not going to be fooled by computer temperatures like we were 2 weeks ago. That's why I'm keeping us on the cool side much of this week. But just to give an example, tomorrow, just like us, Boston will have 62 degrees with some rain and drizzle. Washington, D.C. will be partly sunny at 85.
Amazing.
That'll give you an idea, the front that's dividing us and why we're getting all the precipitation. I think the front will stay to our south at least through Friday. So we shall see what happens there. It'll be an interesting week to look at that. I was curious to find out if you got our DVDs.
It came in the mail. It came in the mail on Saturday.
Right.
So I will once again now, and I've got it right home by my DVD player at the house. So I'll bring it out one of these days.
You could have said I have it right home near the toilet, but you didn't.
No. I would never do
that.
It's
very nice. Yes, let me know when you see it. I want to tell you that as we backtrack to Friday, when you told me about converting my PDF to a Word.
Yeah.
I used the program, and it did it flawlessly. And when I went into and put it into the Word document, and I brought the cursor down. It wasn't a cursor, but it was the cross with the arrows on each end. So the whole page moves. I say, what is going on? It appears that the copy that was sent was scanned.
Oh.
So even though it's PDF, it's an image.
Yeah.
So I had to get an OCR software program.
That's it. I was just going to recognize that. You recommended it.
So, and I installed that yesterday, and now it's up to our director to go in there and make sure it works. And that took quite a while.
Yeah, I see. Someone to make one big, huge PDF is crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. Why would they do that?
I don't know. Lazy. They put it in the machine and just hit it. That's exactly what it was. Instead of doing it, you got to do it page by page. You have to. Otherwise, you run into problems exactly like that. Pat, you there? Pat, where are you? It says there's a poor connection. Pat, you there? He's not there. Where did he go? I think he lost his internet connection. I don't doubt it. I think that's exactly what happened. See if we can
Hi,
get
Marshall.
What happened to your internet?
Take a guess.
What?
Skype is updating.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Do you believe it?
Oh, God. Oh.
I can't believe it. I'm looking at the computer right now. I see it. The logo is coming back to the screen right now. But I just don't believe that I guess they must figure that this is a great time to update where most people are just getting up.
Well, I was about to tell you that beginning in July 1st this year, July 1st, because I didn't really start getting into radio until after school was out. Beginning July 1st, I enter my 50th year in broadcasting.
Wow.
Yep. July 1st is the date where I started working after school at WSBS part-time. Then went on in Great Barrington, then went to Pittsfield, then went to Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and then back here. And out of those 50 years, 32 have been spent right here in good old Sharon, Connecticut.
That is really marvelous. Well, I know it's 40-something for me, so I'm right behind you. And by the way, we went to the I know you'll get a chuckle out of this. We went to the catering hall to arrange the menu for the dinner dance, because it's in a new place.
Yep.
And someone sent me an article this morning in a local New Jersey paper. It said, Zerus Inn will be sold and will be replaced by a structure Holiday Inn Suites. I don't know how long it's going to take, but it would figure that we found this place that's giving us a phenomenal deal, and chances are it may not be around next year.
Amazing.
That's only my luck.
That's right.
Oh, by the way, your lovely Skype is... I returned my screen anyhow, so now I just have to
pull it up.
But it's too late now anyhow.
It is. We have to say so long.
So long for now, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning, one way or the other, by hook and by crook.